man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn.
Well, let me set my fishing rod down here and take a break from catching the catfish here in North Dakota. This is James Kelso, your host on the Trump Phenomenon Show. September 30th, 2018. This is a live show. And I hope today we won't give you as much evidence of the aliveness of the show as we did on Friday. we had some technical difficulties on Friday, so that was pretty harum scarum on Friday. But here we are on Sunday. We've got 2 hours to share together. I look forward to some of you calling in at 800-313-9443. Any of you are regular callers, like Spartacus himself, and anybody who hasn't called in, go ahead, and you'll get a chance to talk to the engineers in Round Rock, Texas, at the Republic Broadcasting Network, who hosts this show. I like to give the box score right off the bat when we start the show. How have we done in the last 48 hours since we met together on Friday? Well, very well. Things are looking good. And let's look on a couple different fronts here. One front, of course, is the Kavanaugh circus. Would that be the best term for it? The Kavanaugh circus. Brett Kavanaugh, having done an splendid job of defending himself on Thursday, carrying the day, and the two great speeches of the day, Kavanaugh and then Lindsey Graham. Wow, two of the most memorable orations you'll ever hear. The Democrats, and then going in Friday, it looked like everything was just smooth sailing. And then, as I said on Friday, a bump in the road. Unexpected wiffle waffle from Jeff Flake, and that creates the situation we have now today. We'll talk about it a little bit today. And how has that turned out, this ordering of an FBI investigation based on Flake's flakiness? I think it's turned out pretty darn well. I don't think there will be, he says, with his fingers crossed, the problem being, things were looking good. What do they say? You know, a bird in the hand versus two in the bush. Well, we had a bird in the hand on Thursday. Kavanaugh was going to get the nomination. Well, maybe put an asterisk on that. Now we've got two in the bush because the FBI investigation, we're rolling the dice again. That's what I say. It's in the bush. A little bit of the roll of the dice here. And you always want to be uncomfortable with something like that. But it should work out fine. And it may actually redound to Patriots' benefit. Because if it goes this way, I'll put an asterisk on there that Kavanaugh was going to get a confirmation. Well, with Lisa Murkowski and Susan Collins and Jeff Flake wiffle waffling around, maybe not. And if they wiffle waffle around, then we get wiffling and waffling from Heidi Heitkamp here in North Dakota, and wiffle waffling from Joe Manchin in West Virginia. And now Kavanaugh doesn't. have his seat secured on the Supreme Court. So maybe the FBI investigation will be, as Donald Trump said, what did he say? A blessing in disguise. That was the phrase he used. This may be a blessing in disguise, because once we get the FBI investigation, which should go quickly, it should be done by Friday. That's the time. The clock was set as 1 week on Friday. Donald Trump immediately ordered the investigation. Brilliant move by Donald Trump. He didn't wiffle waffle around. He read the lay of the land immediately and made his call immediately, forceful, order to the Justice Department, to the FBI, get this investigation rolling expeditiously. So, and it was rolling within the hour. Somebody associated with the FBI said the FBI has the ability to deploy as many as, if they needed to, 2,000 agents to make this go quickly. So they don't have to, you know, delegate 10 guys who fly out to California to do interviews, and then they take the weekend off, and then they fly out to Maryland to do more interviews, and then they fly to, somewhere else to do more interviews. No. They've got 2,000 guys. They can deploy them all at once, get it all done so that you got 20 teams working simultaneously all over the United States and around the world, gathering their, what do they call them? Their 302s, which is just the tape recording of an interview under oath, under penalty of felony with the FBI. They can't compel or subpoena testimony. They can't compel or subpoena documents. But if the FBI knocks on your door, it's pretty intimidating. I've had it happen. They were doing a background check on I was a manager of a building, about rental properties, and the FBI knocked on my door. That's exactly what they did. They didn't call and make an appointment. They knocked on my door. And I said, hi, the two good-looking guys standing there. And they said, hi, we're with the Federal Bureau of Investigation. And we're doing a background check on a person. You may have some information of interest to us. Could we sit down with you and ask you some questions about this person? And I had the same reaction that just about 99% of people would have, which is, yes, indeed. Yes, sir. Come on in. And they sat on my couch and talked for me about 2 hours about one of my tenants who was applying for a job in the White House, the Bush White House, I believe it was. Bush Jr., I think. Yes, I think it was. Well, it's been a long time. But anyway, I think it was the Bush Jr. And they asked incredibly detailed questions. They were taking notes all the time. They were probably recording me, and I didn't know it. And or I can't remember whether they said they were or not. But what I'm saying is that's going on right now all over the country. Then they just interview people. Then they get a report. They don't make recommendations. They don't make findings. They just do a report on whether a person seems to be, they pass the background check. That's all. So when that comes back, and it should come back favorably, all the people who've already given sworn testimony, they're not going to change their own sworn testimony for the FBI. That's called perjury. I don't think they're going to step into that bear trap. So all the testimony that's already been sworn, which is all the witnesses that this crazy woman, and I like this about this show, that we're free to do this. Everybody on national television has to say she looks sincere. She looks like something happened to her. We feel sorry for her. They all have to say that. I don't have to say that because I'm not on a national show that's going to get boycotted by sponsors and so on, etc. I can tell you what I think. She's a whack job. She's crazy, and I'll also add another little twist to it. She's lying. She's crazy, and she's lying. And I think most people of common sense would agree with that immediately, and that would be refreshing to hear somebody say that. She's crazy, and she's lying. And also, I'll add a third point in there. She's a left-wing fanatic who shares with her other fellow left-wing fanatics the willingness to do anything to achieve their ends. The ends justify the means for these left-wingers. It's a basic tenet of, and always has been, of left-wing philosophy going back to the French Revolution and long before that. Let me go here to the call board so I can watch and see whether I have a call from any of you at 800-313-9443. I've got one already. I've got two calls in here already. Kevin in West Virginia, in West Virginia, and Tom in Utah, so we'll go to you in just a moment. Let me set the stage just a little bit more. So that's going very well. Just to round out my expectation here, I think there will be a confirmation vote for Brett Kavanaugh as early as Friday, and he may join the deliberations of the Supreme Court immediately. My understanding is that if he misses a few days of case presentation and so on in the Supreme Court, initially they just go through some preliminaries, that does not, in fact, remove him from whatever cases have been considered. He can just catch up on his reading, and he is a full member of the Supreme Court and can offer his vote in any and all cases before the Supreme Court, unimpaired by the fact that he may have missed a few days. And no different than if he had had a cold and missed a few deliberations. That's why they have so many clerks. And he already has his clerks. He's already hired, apparently, as of even a week ago, he had already hired four preliminary clerks, all of them women. First Supreme Court justice ever to have an all-woman staff. That's how much of a misogynist he is, and how much of a rapist and a abuser of women is. In fact, the hundreds of women who've come forward who know him and have worked for him, have been girlfriends, go back to high school with him, not like this crazy, wacky, nutcase, lefto, what else did I call her? Liar, Christine Ford, who didn't go to a Catholic high school. Kavanaugh went to a all-boys Georgetown prep Catholic high school. The schools with which they socialized were all girls, all Catholic local high schools. Ford didn't have anything to do with Georgetown prep. And the impression's been left on the public that she's a high school classmate. People are thinking of their own high schools, you know, that you walked around the hallways of your high school and you knew a girl in your class who you passed in the hallways or you sat next to her in class. This is the impression left that Ford was a classmate of Kavanaugh's. No, no. She wasn't in his school. She never saw him. She wasn't a fellow high schooler. And she wasn't even in his social circuit, which was the boys and girls Catholic high schools. They socialized together, which I'm sure they still do. So I think he'll be elevated to the Supreme Court maybe as early as Friday. And now as Donald Trump said, what did he say? He said, blessing in disguise. The blessing in disguise is that these fence sitters like Murkowski of Alaska, Collins of Maine, who's the other Republican? Flake of Arizona. They are compelled because they've made a big deal about where's the FBI investigation? I need an FBI investigation. They've made a big deal about this nothing, which is an FBI investigation. It should be a nothing. And when that comes in, they've got nothing. You know, it's okay. You insisted on this. Now, okay, we need your vote. Time to vote. Do you have any, too late to have another objection. Then when those three fence sitters vote, they then create the momentum. It's a domino effect. They create the momentum that brings in Heidi Heitkamp, the waffler from North Dakota here, and Joe Manchin of West Virginia. And then there's another one, Donnelly of Indiana. So I think that we're looking at, he may get not 51 votes that he needs. He may get 53, 54. And we'll see that by the end of the week. And that's great. That's wonderful. To get a couple Democrat votes, that's good. So look forward to that. Let's go to our phone calls, and then we'll go to other good news. The other good news I'll cover after we get to our phone calls, Donald Trump gave his fantastic rally in Wheeling, West Virginia yesterday. It was a rock'em sock'em fantastic speech by Donald Trump yesterday in West Virginia. Let's go. Let's talk about West Virginia with Kevin. Kevin, are you there?
Yes, sir. I am here, Mr. Jamie. I hope you're having a wonderful day, and I did not get to go to the rally. Could not find a ride down. Wheeling's only 3 hours from me, but I could not get a ride there. But I do want to talk about Kavanaugh with you for a moment, because I have a whole different plan with Kavanaugh and Trump than what most people are thinking. And in chess, there's a special move called the castle move, and that's what I'm calling this, is the castle move. I think... Now, just follow my logic. I think he should withdraw Kavanaugh's nomination and put up Barrett Cohen because she's a female. Let's mess with the demon rats for a little bit. Let's put a woman up there and let's see what happens. When Ruth Bader Ginsburg steps down, that's when I would reappoint or renominate Kavanaugh.
Okay, I hear you. That's interesting strategy. I would say put up the woman candidate. Save that woman candidate for the retirement of Ginsburg, because there is this kind of informal, artificial standard in Supreme Court appointments that when Scalia was probably murdered, but when Scalia died, it was considered one reason Gorsuch didn't get such a big fight was that he was the replacement for a super conservative Scalia. And the one reason that Kavanaugh is getting such a fight is that he is the super conservative replacement for a middle of the road fence sitter, Anthony Kennedy. And so that's got them outraged. I think a woman nominee would be a good one from Ginsburg. It's just an informal sort of a thing. It's kind of stupid, this sort of informal understanding. But here's what I'm saying in assessing your plan here, Kevin. I think it's very imaginative. I think I like to follow the KISS formula, keep it simple, stupid, and that refers right to me, not you. I like to keep it simple in my own life because I make less, you know, fewer mistakes. You move forward, in a straighter line, and you don't lose sight of the goalposts. So I think that they've got Kavanaugh. This is one of the most epic battles in history. Kevin, and it's been won. On the moral plane, this battle, with those two speeches on Thursday, this battle has already been won. What Lindsey Graham, I mean, he shocked me. I've said so many negative things about Lindsey Graham. I take back whatever I probably have said, some bad words about Lindsey Graham. I take them all back based on that one speech. That was one of the greatest speeches ever in the Patriot cause, and it changed everything. That's a speech we'll all remember for the rest of our lives. And everybody knows it. All the news networks have been playing the speech over and over again. I'll probably have occasion to play a little bit of it again just to, you know, pep myself up here. So I wouldn't let any of that go to waste. And, this is a deal where you want to, when you defeat the left here, I think it's a good idea to rub it in, hold them down on the mat for just a little bit extra there. As they're trying to tap out, you know, as you got them in a nice big arm bar, okay, make it hurt a little bit more, make them tap a little bit more. I don't know if you know what an arm bar is.
Yeah, I wrestle. I also coach a wrestling team, too. I know exactly what it is.
The
only reason why I bring up my off the wall idea is I think you can really expose the demon rats for what they really are. I mean, it's coming out now what they really are. I mean, and if this Ford lady, if we're supposed to take all women at their accusations or whatever, then my questions are, what about Kathleen Willey? What about Juanita Broderick? Does their voice not matter?
I'm going to come back. Yeah, Kevin, we're going to come right back to your question. What about the women? Good news about the women right after this break.
Gotta keep my eyes from the circling skies. Tongue tied and twisted, just an earthbound mystic mind.
Set. Mixtures. Bridge.
Attention RBN listeners. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder of Frontsight Firearms Training, and Fate have come together to allow RBN to run another fundraiser till the end of the year. We didn't really expect this opportunity, but thankfully, it's here and running as you hear this. We've set a goal of 500 donations by the end of the year, which averages around 6 per day, 7 days a week. When you realize all the folks listening to RBN all hours of the day and night, we think our goal is realistic and extremely critical to keep RBN on the air. If everybody listening will seriously assess their ability with firearms and then take advantage of this opportunity, we feel our goal is very conservative. Please take the time to look over FrontSight's website to get an idea of an amazing facility and the world-class training that's going on there. If this interests you, you likely will have like-minded friends that would like to know. Tell them. If for some reason some listeners are not personally interested, consider sons and daughters, close friends, nieces or nephews, top valued employees, inform club members, share the opportunity with police and fire departments. It's not too early to plan Christmas presents for special people. This fundraiser has come at an extremely critical time for RBN because the dire need for equipment upgrades. We're running on the spare tire currently with no money to fix a flat, and the fuel gauge is bouncing on E. This is one of the most valuable ways you can help RBN financially because you get Commander lifetime membership value that is 50 times your donation and can be passed on forever. How many times during life do you get to leave a legacy? See more details and contact info on our webpage, republicbroadcasting.org, and thank you.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and goodbye. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We're talking with Kevin in West Virginia, and after Kevin, we'll go to Tom in Utah and Mark in Philadelphia. Thank you for waiting, gentlemen. And I asked before the break, what about the ladies? Good news about the ladies. Well, I think one of the great results of this exposure of, and I'll repeat it, the liar, whack job, communist, and I'll add tool, fourth charge, to Christine Blasey Ford, is that this is offered a chance. We've found out who the great women are in our cause, and they don't want a lying whack job communist tool to get away with what she's doing. They don't want anybody to get away with that, man or woman. But if a woman makes all women look bad, and that's what Ford does. She makes all women, if she's championed as if she's a hero, and that's what's been going on. She's been, extolled in the national media. That is hurting all women. That's hurting women. I'll give you another example. Blasey Ford is 51. Let's talk about Martha McSally, who's running for U.S. Senate as a Republican, as a great candidate in Arizona against this woman, Sinema. Martha McSally, who was a squadron or a wing commander of A-10 Warthog, you know, fighters, she doesn't want to be dragged down by, a lying whack job communist like Ford, as, you know, this is what women are. She wants to stand Martha McSally. She doesn't need that kind of, you know, oh, you're a woman, so we have to have different rules for you, and we have to treat you, no matter what you say, it's true. McSally doesn't want that standard. As a U.S. Air Force officer, she wants the standard. Or is she in the Army? I'll have to check on McSally. Is she an Army pilot or an Air Force? But McSally doesn't want special treatment. She doesn't have lower standards for flying her A-10. Let's see what force she's in. She is a retired military officer, U.S. Air Force. So here's the good news about the ladies. We have found ladies have emerged in the course of this crisis who have really shown, you know, the patriotic backbone, same as the men. This is great. So that's one benefit of this. And that's why I would just plunge right forward with the Kavanaugh vote. By the way, here's another thing. One of our listeners called me earlier today and we talked about this. He's a devout Roman Catholic. And I agreed with him immediately that Kavanaugh, who is a devout Roman Catholic, Kavanaugh, this mistreatment of Kavanaugh must have America's Catholics up in arms. They must be furiously motivated that one of their own is being treated so shabbily, so cruelly, destroyed as a father and as a husband, a cruelty against his little girls. So, folks, a lot of the Democrat votes that have traditionally stayed, you know, Democrat because their parents, you know, you inherit it from your parents. There are a lot of Catholic votes like that. Donald Trump and the Republican Party are going to pull a lot of those votes over for 2000 for this election coming up in 37 or 8 days, and then in 2020. So Kavanaugh's very valuable as a Catholic patriot in that regard. So that's why I would not let go of this. This is to answer more of your question, Kevin. I would hang on to this. I think this is a grand slam home run with Brett Kavanaugh. So anyway, Kevin, thank you very much. I wish you'd been able to get to the rally. I'll bet you said you were 3 hours away from the rally, which tells me you could probably hear the cheering from wherever you were.
Absolutely, absolutely. 81 was completely a parking lot. What was it, Thursday or Friday? You couldn't even get through 81 at all.
Saturday.
Okay.
Yeah.
The other thing that I wanted to bring to your attention too was, don't forget, Ford's father was also a head of a bank, of a CIA bank that ran black operations or the black budget.
Okay,
so
now this is just coming out.
Yep. And she also was on something to do with an abortion pill. So can we say special interest possibly too?
Yeah, all kinds of dirt is coming out on Ford. And so this will be nice. And by the way, you thank you for reminding me. Another reason we don't want to let go of the Kavanaugh victory is that Dianne Feinstein really stepped in it with this one, because she did several incredibly unethical and illegal things. She is the one who lined up Deborah Katz, left-wing activist attorney, to be the attorney for her constituent. Feinstein's a California senator. Her constituent, Ford. This is utterly improper for her to do a backdoor arrangement for an attorney and other dirty stuff by Feinstein. Feinstein is going to be exposed here in the course of this. We will come right back. Thank you, Kevin. Let's come to Tom right after the break. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle, feeds our body with the nutrients we need to keep healthy. Just listen to what Arthur had to say.
I was just calling to tell you what a great product you have. I could use this about 10 years ago after I had congestive heart failure. And it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again, so I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. And I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product. Thank you very much.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell five.
I've been thinking about our fortune, and I've decided that we're really not to blame. For the love that's deep inside us now is still the same. And the sound we make together.
We're back,
the
folks.
Music to the story in your eyes.
And joining us is Tom in Utah. Tom, are you there?
I'm here.
Yes. What's on your mind?
James, as a young man working in pathology, including OBGYN, I was also asked to be a counselor advisor in rape, abuse, and assault cases, particularly with women, young women. And I've been listening for the last several years, waiting for somebody to step forward in their alleged events, presenting medical records. And I'm talking about all the way back to Donald Trump's experience where he was being accused. Nobody ever stepped forward, not that wonderful attorney or anybody, stepped forward with the records that I had to create. In every case where a youngster, young woman, or even sometimes young man were sexually assaulted or abused or even threatened.
Tom, let me just sort of like, I don't mean to disrupt your train of thought here, but an important thing for us to remember, folks, in this whole Kavanaugh circus is nobody was abused. There was no sexual assault. There was no incident. And so it's important to remember throughout this, and this is, you know, this is the slippery slope here of suggestibility that all of us, you know, are prone to. People are referred to as witnesses to the act, okay? So, like Mark Judge listed as a witness to the act. Christine Ford's best friend listed as a witness to the act, and so on. Well, wait a minute. There was no act, so you're not a witness. They are non-witnesses to a non-act. And so it's really important. This whole sort of mind conditioning atmosphere has been presented by the media nonstop, going on and on about, you know, but intricate description of, you know, he did this, he put his hand here, she put her leg there, you know, this and that. None of that ever happened. And people, you're visualizing it and you're getting into a realm of suggestibility that in effect you are in a 1984 fashion. You are actually manufacturing a memory, you're manufacturing perception, you're manufacturing, and this was the whole point of 1984. This is what Big Brother did, manufactured, created history, and created perception, and thereby controlled the thought of the people. So it's a very important thing. My hat is off to all of the people out there in media land who, when they were on TV, said the alleged incident, the alleged witness, and then I give an even bigger salute to those people who said, you know, the alleged witness to the event that never happened. Actually, almost no one said that. And on this show, we go even farther. I refer to Christine Ford as the whack job, communist, liar, tool. Now, of course, nobody out there in media land is able to say that. But And by the way, let me just add this, and I'm sure you saw it on your TV set, Tom, as well, or however you viewed the event. Look at this woman. I wouldn't even say look at this woman. Look at this person, because a man with these same traits, exhibiting these same traits, deserves the same conclusion. This woman, her eyes are darting around. We've all known nuts in our life. We've all known mentally unstable people. We've all known people who couldn't tell truth from fiction. We've all known people who basically were zombies. This woman was a zombie, is a zombie. Her eyes were darting around. She looked like she didn't know where she was. She had handlers all around her. Notice that when Brett Kavanaugh came into the room, he strode in boldly with his wife, took his chair, put his papers down, turned his head up to his enemies facing him, and gave them a stare. A stare of hatred. It was very unmistakable. He knew what he was doing, and he was ready. She didn't know where she was. The first thing she said is, "I'm gonna be needing some caffeine." I mean, whoa! Here's the music. Here's the background music I heard to that, when she said, "I'm going to be needing some, Mr. Chairman. I'm gonna be needing some caffeine." The background music I heard was, I don't know if I can give a good rendition of this, but you've got Rod Serling there on the screen. The Twilight Zone music, folks. And Kavanaugh even said that when one set of these accusations came out, he said, "This is from the Twilight Zone." And so let me ask you a question, Tom.
Okay.
Do you agree with my assessment that we came so much in the Trump administration, and the Trump phenomenon has been this way, that we came so close to a wipeout. We came so close to not making it, as we did on November 8, 2016, on election night. We came so close to having to talk about President Hillary Rodham Clinton. And I think in this case, it's yet again, and for all of the people out there in the audience who think that the Trump phenomenon is a case of divine intervention, for you folks, you've got a good case based on these narrow misses, where it's like, how did we pull this out? After the morning fiasco, the train wreck of the morning testimony on Thursday with Rachel Mitchell just blowing it over and over again, how did Brett Kavanaugh pull it out of the fire with the greatest oration, you know, one of the greatest ever delivered? And so, you know, But by the way, let me add one more thing, Tom. And that's this. I may be Rachel Mitchell was pretty bad. However, one thing that was good about what she did is what didn't happen during the testimony of the lying whack job communist tool, Ford. There's something that didn't happen. It's easy to miss what doesn't happen. What did Ford not do? I'll ask you, Tom. It's just kind of a trick question. I apologize. It's a rhetorical question. What did she not do? What is one of the things, but I think the most important thing that Ford did not do in her hours on worldwide television? The microphone was all her. She had the whole world. She could have said anything she wanted to. Everybody was crawling around on the floor barking, including the Republicans. No one would have dared interrupt her. What did she not do in her several hours on the microphone? It's a trick.
You're asking me?
Yeah.
Tell the truth.
Okay, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. She didn't tell the truth. That's a good one. But I'll tell you what is very plain.
Very obviously.
Yeah, but you let me tell you. But let me, Tom, okay. Let me answer my rhetorical question. And I apologize for a trick question. Think about it, folks. She did not add one. She did not introduce one single new fact. She did not introduce any facts. She came, folks, you know that phrase, firing blanks? She was firing blanks. She had nothing. If she had any, like, further detail or further thing or another witness or a person or something substantiating her lying claims, she was perfectly free on the world stage to say, you know, the whole world would have held its breath as she said, reached for a folder and opened it on the desk there and said, I have here in front of me. And then she pulled a document out. People go, oh, my God, what has she got? You know, or she introduced a new name. No name, no event, no nothing. Folks, it's easy to miss what doesn't happen. And for Rachel Mitchell, I'll hand her this. In that boring, sleep-inducing interrogation that she did, we saw nothing. It was a big nothing burger. So that's very important because that was her, you know, a judge would say, well, you know, I've been listening to you. You know, I've been taking my no dose here and drinking my caffeine, trying to stay awake during your testimony, Mrs. Ford. But you ain't got nothing. You ain't got nothing. What are we doing here? The whole world. The all TV stations in the whole world, we're all tuned into this. The business of the United States government is halted. The very important developments of the great President Donald John Trump triumphing at the United Nations has now been completely overshadowed by your stupid non-testimony. Donald Trump just finishing concluding fantastic agreements with Japan, South Korea. He scored big points against Red China. He scored huge points with Mexico and against the idiot Justin Trudeau of Canada. Enormous victories. The stock market rose to all-time new highs. All of this news overshadowed by, let's go back to it, a lying whack job communist tool. And so, you know, sit down. We're done with you. You know, get out of my courtroom. That's what a judge would say. She did. She had nothing. She didn't have enough testimony to pursue a traffic ticket. In fact, I heard this one. Somebody said that a caller to the show said that her Deborah Katz, provided by Dianne Feinstein, totally improper. And it was Dianne Feinstein that leaked to the Washington Post, totally improper. Her staff colluding with this person. All this big nothing burger, but Dianne Feinstein is not a nothing burger. So I say, we've got to pursue this. Go after now. Do what Donald Trump says. He says he's a counterpuncher, and he sure is. They hit him. They got him mad, and now he comes back. You know, like Rocky Marciano. I think the movie Rocky was based on Rocky Marciano. And Rocky Marciano, who was never beaten, heavyweight champion of the world, never beaten. And so like Marciano, he got up off the canvas and came back in there swinging hard. Donald Trump's the same way. And Donald Trump brought Kavanaugh into the White House, and the two of them conferred. And I'll bet you those two guys were high-fiving each other, saluting each other as great fighters. I think Donald Trump really admired that in Kavanaugh. And Kavanaugh, of course, in Trump. So the but now let me run something new. I want to run a new thing here. We got Harley in Indiana coming in, Tom.
I just wanted to tell you, I turned over dozens of cases of alleged rape and abuse in my late 20s. So yes. These cases are just a replay of my experience turning cases over in the courtroom.
Yes, and all of the... And everybody who's a professional doing this sort of thing, dealing with real, actual abuse cases, and these people, mm-hmm. you know, all of the people who have, either advocated for or been the victims of sex crimes and abuse, including women and men, they are the most unappreciative of having a lying, whack job, communist, basically undermine the credibility of all actual and real cases. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes. Yeah, so it's been really interesting experience for me since Donald Trump came into the scene of all these allegations. And by the way, I just want to tell you, I'm friends with a physician down in Venice Beach, and he has a responsibility of examining the porn stars, you know, Stormy Daniels.
Yes.
And all I could say when that story came out about Stormy and Donald Trump, I knew with Donald's OCD, there's no way in hell that he would ever mess with a public toilet like Stormy Daniels.
Oh, that's
interesting. I mean that.
Yes, he does appear, Donald Trump. Yeah, he does appear to be very interested in people being very clean. And so that's an interesting detail. By the way, I used to rollerblade all the time down on Venice Beach on the boardwalk there. That's where I met Jane Fonda and her boyfriend, Ted Turner. Anyway, thank you very much. Thank you very much.
James, right now as we pass the fall solstice, no, equinox, the other issue that I've opened up long ago, gassing America, would you revisit that and warn all your family and friends living in manufactured and mobile homes, including the Native Americans, that they are still living at a risk?
Yeah, from off-gassing. Yeah, yeah. A good cause.
Well, this is a ventilation design thing. Go into gassingamerica.com or gassingnativeamerica.com and just let your friends and neighbors know up there that they're at risk, and they can remedy the problem if they know the problem.
All right. Anyway, thank you, Tom. Much appreciated, buddy.
Part of my experience in pathology.
All
right. Comes to a head right now.
Thank you, buddy. Thank you. Let's go to Mark in Philadelphia. Mark, are you there? Come in, Mark. Let's see if we have Mark in Philadelphia.
Hello?
Yes. Yes, you're live, Mark.
Okay, I'm here. Jamie, if you remember, I'm originally from Missouri. So I want to bring up a couple things that is really important. First of all, this whole Kavanaugh thing to me is the Bolsheviks, the communists, making a mockery of the whole procedure, which is a very serious thing for we the people. And they do this, and they've gone overboard on this one. But what they do, what they effectively do, is they move the line towards destroying distinctions, very important distinctions, okay? And to the degree that the court or the process, those in charge of the process, allow this to come forth, these accusations, without vetting them before they even get to the point of national attention is absolutely ridiculous, okay? So they bear responsibility for letting it go to that point, especially because he's already been investigated by the FBI multiple times before this. So if it was going, if this whole situation was going to come up, it would have come up in, I believe it was five previous FBI investigations for him to be in the position that he's been in as judge. Now, and also I want to say this, I want to get over this, because to the degree that we give attention to this in minutia, we're giving credit and validating their whole line of bull crap, okay?
Right,
so I say let's go beyond this. Now, the next point I want to bring up is, I don't know if you know Mike Adams, who's been associated with Alex Jones, sure. And Mike Adams seems to be a, you know who he is?
Yes, and what's the relevant point?
Okay, now he's brought up, he created a new video channel called Real.Video, and I encourage everybody to go there. And he's got a video on there that he put forth like over a week ago in correlation to the Kavanaugh hearings. Because what he brings up is he says that the reason why Trump wants him, a big part of the reason why he wants him in there is because supposedly what's going on in the background, okay, is all these indictments going to come forth, I mean a whole slew of them, and in order to put forth these indictments and go after the deep state and the traitors to our country who've been embedded for a long time, the only way for Trump to do that is to do it with the military, through military policing, okay? And in order to do that, he would have to activate martial law. So had you heard of this, and these indictments waiting in the wings and this whole idea of that he has to, in order to take care of the deep state, he may have to go to the point of...
Well, speaking of myself rather than you, Mark, and all the other people in the audience who are smarter than I am, the KISS formula, keep it simple, stupid. I also like to apply Occam's razor. And to me, the most, I don't like to go to the far-fetched or the more unlikely, let's put it that way, to not be pejorative about it, the less likely explanation. I like to go to the more likely explanation. And I see as the likely explanation, Donald Trump is very much going to need a 5-4 patriot Supreme Court, or at least not communist anyway. And he is going to need backing again and again from that Supreme Court as he takes care of business. I don't think he's going to have to declare martial law. I think that's the less likely thing. And I don't think he's going to need a Supreme Court that backs him up on martial law. But let me throw this out there to you. I just mentioned the Roman Catholics and how Kavanaugh's persecution and torture, really, public torture, has incensed all level-headed Catholics. Let me mention the Protestants. The biggest group among Protestants is the evangelicals. And, my gosh, are they a big group? I don't know what the total is. 80 million? It's humongous. It's the most important group. And Kavanaugh has become near and dear to the hearts of all evangelicals who are now also on the warpath. They have been motivated in their churches every Sunday. They're getting motivated. And in their phone trees, they're getting motivated because finally, after the Warren Court and Roe v. Wade, these people finally have a chance to beat back Roe v. Wade. And everybody knows that the devout Catholic, Brett Kavanaugh, is pro-life. And he is going to make the difference, as Kennedy was not. He will make the difference. Yeah. And so the evangelicals, for whom abortion is issue number one, it is number one. So they are, they feel a great kinship. Even though they're not Catholics, they feel that someone who is pro-life, he is one of them. And so they are taking this personally to have him falsely accused, this very good man. They're taking it personally. And so here's what I'm hearing. Here's what I'm reading. And boy, do I hope this is true. And I'll use that word boy. Lindsey Graham used it. I never thought I'd be praising Lindsey Graham, but man, I'm praising him now. He said, "Boy, do you want power? And I sure hope you don't get it." I love the term he used. "Boy, do you want power?" And in this election that's coming up, Graham and the Protestants, the Catholics, all the patriots, they are incensed. They're motivated. I think we're going to turn out in much bigger numbers because of Kavanaugh. Because let's praise Donald Trump here. And I want to issue another praise to Donald Trump. In just a moment about his courage. But this element of his courage, Donald Trump did not give up on Brett Kavanaugh. There were many points where Donald Trump could have said, "Oh man, this is a mess. This is a mess." And he could have withdrawn Kavanaugh in a second. He could have just taken out his pen and gone, nomination withdrawn, and go back to the drawing board. He didn't do that. He's stuck with Brett Kavanaugh. So I salute Donald Trump for that courage. Well, but now let me throw something else out there to you. Let me throw something out to you, Mark, about the courage of Donald Trump. Again, it's easy to miss what's not there. What's not there? When Donald Trump goes out into a crowd of 15,000 roaring, or in Mobile, Alabama, 35,000 roaring patriots, as he's now been doing through 2015, 16, 17, and now 2018. He's been doing it for 3 years, going out into his crowds. He's going to go out into four more this week. I'm trying to remember where they are. Let me get my thing here rather than strain my memory here. He's going to go to Johnson City, Tennessee tomorrow, South Haven, Mississippi on Tuesday, Rochester, Minnesota on Thursday, and Topeka, Kansas on Saturday. Four huge rallies. What's not there, folks? If you haven't been to one of these rallies yet, it may not be so obvious or evident to you, but you can see it on the TV screen. When Donald Trump goes out the runway, deep into the middle of the crowd, that's his choice. He sets up that arrangement of those arenas. He could speak at one end. He has a long runway that goes way out into the crowd. And when he's standing out there in the midst of us, and I've been to two of them now, cheering, roaring, 15,000 of us packed in like sardines. The center area there, the standing area packed. What is not there? As he stands there behind a little podium with a couple cardboard signs on either side saying, promises made, promises kept, or Trump, What's not there, folks? Bulletproof glass is not there. Now, I'm looking at a picture right now, Mark, of Barack Obama speaking. Let me go to this picture. He's speaking at some event, and he is behind what's 4 foot thick, four inch thick bulletproof glass, a wall of it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 big wide panels that are held up by heavy steel. And he's speaking at a podium that also, by the way, looks like a sort of bulletproof podium that rises very high in him, hiding most of his body. Okay. That's Barack Obama speaking behind bulletproof glass. Now, Donald Trump, let me say this, Mark. Donald Trump, the mortal danger to Donald Trump is at least 100 times greater than any danger Barack Obama was ever in. Because we right-wingers are not terrorists. The left-wingers are.
Right. Jamie, we're running out of time. I want to say one more thing.
Yeah.
And that's it. If he has the courage, which I believe he does, what he needs to do is nullify the Patriot Act. Kavanaugh was somehow involved with the Patriot Act. Here's what's going on. I know you're there in South Dakota, North Dakota, out in the rural area. I'm in the big city. What's going on is the restriction of mobility, Kelso. The restriction of mobility. Why?
Yes.
Patriot Act. Chertoff's Corporation has put in X-ray machines in the L.A. subway.
Mark, we've got the music. And if you want to come back after the music, you can. I don't want to cut you off. But we'll talk about that. And Kavanaugh, of course, was a secretary, not a policy implementer. We'll be right back, folks.
Okay.
Don't stop believing. Oh, still let people.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.